Hi everybody, welcome to the latest episode. This is a sort of one-off special issue, just to give you some latest news sort of thing. So from now on, I'm hoping to do a mono piece where I talk a little bit about news in photography for that sort of period. Hopefully it'll be weekly if there's some interesting content and equipment out there, but we're going to see how this goes. The other exciting thing there is I'm hoping to find a co-host. So if anyone out there is interested in joining in, having a laugh, it doesn't have to be anything too serious. There's no massive commitment or anything like that. You can literally try it once. If we don't get on, you don't like it, that's cool. So that's something I'm planning on doing. And I also just wanted to say sorry for the lack of weekly podcasts. I had a holiday which has obviously broken my schedule, and I've been literally detached from the world on purpose. Everybody needs a week off to themselves. I am a family man, so it was really nice to be off. The next thing I wanted to say was during this holiday I only shot film, so that was lovely just to take an analog camera with me and go through about five rolls of 35mm, and I even managed to sneak in my medium format, so fingers crossed that they come out, because I haven't had them developed as yet. And the other thing I wanted to go through was recently you've seen quite a lot of people from the film industry. Now, although this will continue, it is not really on purpose. So I do apologise if anyone doesn't like this. Please bear with me. It's just really how things have gone. I've started talking to film people. They've recommended more, and it's gone on and on. So I will always go back to digital artists as well as analog artists. My interests are with both. I don't see me ever deviating from both. But at the minute, I'm really trying to hone in on my analog skills. As you know, anyone who's following the Instagram feed, my analog feed, will see I did a lot of that room's printing. So obviously that's set to continue. I do want to start doing my own developing soon as well. To give you a quick example, I got out my developing kit, went through two rolls, only to learn once I took them out of the tank, there was literally nothing there. It had actually scrubbed the entire film, the emulsion off the film. So literally you're just looking at a clear bit of film. Obviously I was quite upset about this because it was an infrared film. It's the only one I've ever had. They're not cheap to buy. But mistakes happen. When you're doing this for the first time, you've not really always got a lot of people around you or knowledge how to do it. There are many resources online, but I do feel most of them are very, very lacking for a complete beginner. So hopefully once I've perfected my method, I'm going to put out an article there. It probably won't be a video, it'll probably be an article, in fairness, how to do this. You will hear in due course a podcast about printing with my friend Leighton. So just to say, Leighton will be joining me probably on a few podcasts to do with film prints developing. He has extensive knowledge. He's done it for quite a long time. He's got a very nice voice, and he's become a good friend of myself. So yeah, I hope you look forward to that. So, as far as news is concerned, we will go into our first news segment. So, if we look at a couple of things you might have seen online, there is this new Canon EOS mirrorless camera, and the obviously long-standing Nikon one was finally released. Now, this has obviously been heavily talked about online, and there's reviews and there's big pictures and all sorts, and of course there's a negative and positive from all sorts of people in the industry. For me, this is boring news, to be honest. Technology like this does not excite me. It's great that things are changing. I mean, I've shot mirrorless for over a year now anyway. I do think they have their place. But I would never, ever buy first generation technology. I've been working in IT for a long time, or around the industry for 20-25 years. First generation stuff is generally rubbish. It's plagued with bugs. So if there's a professional out there, there's no way they should be jumping on board, unless of course they're not paying for it. Anyone who's just a hobbyist, I won't touch these with your money. Just give it time. They'll definitely become better. The only important things really to say, any mirrorless camera is not going to work with existing lenses, and I think both of these have proved this point. So they work through like some sort of adapter, and yeah, it could be good that say Canon's got their own, so it's going to work flawlessly, but it's still going to be quite a fat thing to add. But I do think it's very, very useful. So let's say you've had your camera for quite a few years and you're either on a Canon or a Nikon, and at some point in the future you do want to move because maybe you've had a high shutter count, then I think you've got a really good reason to start thinking about mirrorless, because they are the future. DSLRs will go out. I mean, if they're not making money off them, why would they carry on making them? No other industry makes things and then loses money on them. You know, why do you think film nearly disappeared and all these companies went nearly bankrupt, or did go bankrupt? It's just something to think about anyway. And some bits of film here as well. There's been some lovely, exciting projects on Kickstarter. There's some more new cameras coming out by a company called Intrepid, who make what's known as large format. Now, anyone in the digital world thinks full format, full frame is like the main thing, but it isn't. That's just the equivalent of 35mm. So these cameras are like you'd see in the old films, where you'd see them out with a tripod and you'd see a massive flash gun. They'd put the head towards the camera and there'd be a curtain over their head. It's basically that sort of thing. So it's probably a wooden box with a lens. But what you'll see now is there's a couple of people making 3D sort of type ones. So Intrepid make wooden sort of bases and some lovely cameras. They're out there, and I think they're in like version 3 now. So they're definitely committed. They're definitely doing good things. So please check out Intrepid cameras online and even consider their Kickstarter. The other Kickstarter was one called Camera Dactyl. So this is large format again, but these are more called field cameras, because about half the sensor size of large format. So large formats tend to be 8x10, and these are 4x5s. But again, these are still massive. And this Ethan at Camera Dactyl, he's doing 3D printed one. So the entire thing has come off a 3D printer, which is really, really great idea. It still does all the same stuff. He's even got some nice colours to it, and he's got some lovely sort of ideas. So he's hoping to at some point make this open source in the future, which is very, very interesting. Some really, really funky colours, so you're really sure for a look at that. Most of the colours are going to come from the bellows, which are made from different fabrics, and there's all sorts of dotty and bright, strange ones. But even like the bolts and some of the fixings, they're all different colours as well. So that's quite a clever idea. So I think initially, probably once the project's out of the way, if you can go open source and download his sort of template, you'll be able to just go print your own, which, you know, I hope that happens. You know, it's a very nice thing if he does do that. So yeah, and that's on Kickstarter too. As far as I'm concerned, there's quite a few more new podcasts coming up. I've got quite a few people in line. I've already been in discussions with lots. It's just a case of working in time together. And again, they're going to be from all over the world. There's a gentleman from Australia, does some lovely work with cars. I want to get on board. As far as other things are concerned, please check out, obviously, my previous podcasts. There's been some lovely people. And just recently, I started sneaking out details of something I've called Secret Project. Now, this is another analog-based project. The people involved don't know what they've got themselves into. They only know that I'm sending them a camera and that they will have to forward it to someone else. They don't know what they're doing with it or anything. And they won't know about it until they open the box. So it's quite exciting. I've tried to keep it a bit of a mystery, just as a bit of a laugh, and make it very different from my previous project. So the people involved are not the same people. So I'm trying to make my base of people and friends even bigger. So yeah, keep looking out for details. The hashtag for that online will be Flogger Secret. There's already a couple of pictures out there, and hopefully that'll be officially starting by the time you listen to this. And of course, I always have ideas, so I've already thought of an idea for the next one. But it could be a while before I see the camera again, so hopefully you're all happy with that. That's enough for today. The news obviously doesn't need to be long, just a quick little brief thing. Some maybe interesting things I've found that I wanted to talk to you about. If anyone, like I say, wants to get involved with me and co-host anything like that, anyone thinks, I do something unique, please get in contact. I'm always up for speaking with people and looking at their work and promoting them. This channel's about promoting other people, not myself. So thank you again for your time, and I hope we'll all speak again soon. Thank you. Good night.